Have your Bibles this morning. You can be turning to the book of John, Gospel according to John this morning. We'll try not to hold you past 3 o'clock today. But in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, we want to read, starting at verse 31, read verse 31, 32, and 33, and take our text out of verse 33 today. Amen. Everybody happy? Say amen. All right. John 16:31. Jesus answered them, "Do ye now believe?" Question. "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Praise God. Verse 33. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Praise God. I want to talk to you this morning for a little while on tribulation overcome. Or tribulation conquered. Amen. I think it do as well to remember that these are some of the last sayings of the Lord before His crucifixion, not too far in the future now from this point. And probably if I was to ask anybody here this morning, you'd say for sure and certain that some of the last sayings of those that you love are not soon forgotten. Some of the things that my mother said just a few hours before she left here, I will remember. And I want to tell you, it's vitally important that we pay attention to this Bible. These words that in this 33rd verse that we read to you this morning are probably some of the concluding words of the Lord's address to His disciples. He has several other things to say, but this is one of the last times that He really, really addresses His disciples directly. And they didn't understand that the redemption plan of salvation was going to be obtained by the death of Christ on the cross. Was beyond them. They thought that He would set up His kingdom and deliver them from the tyranny of Rome. And when Christ was put to death, the Bible tells us that He descended to the lower parts of the earth in order to touch the hearts of the whole world and sinners as well. But the disciples' faith could not and did not understand that Jesus must die, be buried in a tomb, a sepulcher, and the third day rise from the dead, and led captivity captive. That was beyond their comprehension to be able to try to understand that Jesus was going. They could not follow Him to that deep recess of the eternal underworld of paradise. They didn't understand that. And there were times that Jesus tried to explain that or convey a message of sorts to them, but it was beyond their comprehension that He was supposed to die. They were expecting Him to set up His kingdom as a king. I was reminded one time, I was reading about Nicholas, a man by the name of Nicholas Pisces. He sank into the sea to raise up what they knew was down there, a golden cup. But the tragedy of it was neither he nor the golden cup was ever came back to the surface of the water. A man clothed in a glass enclosure went down to prepare the raising of the Royal George ship. The man came up later, but the ship still remains at the bottom of the sea. The bottom of the sea is an awesome place. The depths of the sea is incomprehensible. I mean, we know more about outer space than we do the depths of the sea. And it's hard for us to understand that. But I want to tell you this morning, but Jesus, clothed in humanity, descended to the depths of death, praise God, raised the church out of the pits and the rubbles and the ruins of this world. Amen. Founded the church upon a rock, which Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. And I want to say to you this morning, as you already know, he is alive and well. Praise God. Amen. First of all, this morning, I want to talk to you about the peace. Amen. Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. I want to talk to you first of all this morning about the peace that is in Christ in opposition to the tribulation that's in the world. There is trials, tribulations, hardships, difficulties in the world. But there is a peace that passeth all understanding. Amen. That only comes from those that are saved. Come on here. By the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Amen. He said, I know, amen, what you'll have in the world. I know what you're going to have out there. You're going to have mountains of tribulation. Amen. Matter of fact, nothing but tribulation. Trials. Amen. It's out there. You're going to encounter it. Amen. But he is saying, I'm going to put my peace on the other end of the scale to balance the scales of life. Over here, you're going to have tribulation and trial. Amen. Come on. He said, you are in the world, but you are not of the world. Amen. Tribulations and trials is over here on this end of the scales. But he said, I'm going to put my peace in you, praise God, on this side of the scale, and it's going to balance. Now, the world can't understand how we can have such peace in our hearts and be at peace with God, be at peace with ourselves, be at peace with one another. Amen. When there's so much turmoil and tribulation and anxieties and frustrations in the world, the world doesn't understand that. Amen. I'm feeling better right now. Amen. Jesus said, amen, peace, my peace, amen, I'm going to give to you the peace of God that passeth all understanding, that the world cannot conceive of. And really, until you get to the point where you understand the peace of God as Christians, you really don't understand it until you get to where you need it. Praise God. Amen. The peace of God. Amen. The peace of Christ is an ocean that is sufficient. Praise God. Amen. It's deep enough. It's big enough. It's large enough to swallow up all the millions of the fiery mountains of trials that come your way. Did you know there's mountains in the depths of the sea? Right now, today, there's mountain peaks. Matter of fact, the islands of the oceans really, in reality, is only the peaks of the mountains that is under the depths of the sea. Amen. There's mountains down there. There's depths that has never been explored. Amen. The sea is big enough to house and, amen, hide all the mountains, come on here, that is in it. But I want to tell you, the peace of God that passeth all understanding is big enough, deep enough, large enough to swallow up all the mountains of trials and tribulations and frustrations, amen, the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall guard your hearts. Woo, I'm feeling better. Amen. There's a sinner man. Here's a sinner man. Amen. Overwhelmed with the terror of the Lord. Did you know that Paul said it like this? Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Amen. We understand that God is just. We understand that God is holy. Come on, somebody say amen. We understand that God is spotless in His holiness. Amen. His justice is inflexible. Amen. God does not change. When God says the soul that sinneth it shall die, God meant what He said. Amen. Amen. And that spotless holiness seems to that sinner man, amen, to be a volcanic mountain that is on fire and burning. Come on, somebody say amen. It's like the Mount Sinai that was consumed with fire and nobody, amen, could approach it. Amen. It was fiery. Come on here. Because God's holiness was there. But all of a sudden, amen, that sinner man that is overwhelmed, amen, with a volcanic fiery mountain of God's justice, amen, amen, the Holy Ghost comes and shows him the reconciling blood of Jesus Christ in the cross of Calvary, and he sees the crucified God man, amen, the Son of God, amen, God manifested in, I'm feeling better here, God manifested in the flesh, and the Holy Ghost reveals to that sinner man, amen, that God has come, praise God, and He arose from the dead, and He ascended on high, amen, glory to God, and all of a sudden, amen, that terrible, terrible mountain, amen, that fiery volcanic mountain sinks and is lost in the sea of God's forgetfulness, never to be remembered again. That's the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Woo! Hallelujah! Somebody say amen. Hallelujah! Amen. His burdens is gone. The sinner's burdens is gone. Amen. His guilt is gone. Come on. Somebody say amen. His troubles is gone. He's a new creature in Christ Jesus. That's what the Bible said. Amen. The deluge of tribulation. Amen. May swell and roar all around him. Amen. But he is securely enclosed in the ark of God's love. Amen. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding. And he can sail on the sea of life and not be afraid of God's justice and judgment against sin because of Calvary, because of the cross. Amen. That he has taken refuge in. And the Holy Ghost has spoken unto his heart and said, you can have peace. Amen. In the world you have tribulation, but I'm going to put peace in you. Hallelujah. The psalmist put it like this. I like it and I've quoted it so many times. When my heart is overwhelmed. Do what? When my heart is overwhelmed. When the tribulations and troubles and heartaches and reverses and crises of life come. When I am overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me. Amen. Help me here. Let's imagine for just a minute. Amen. A man that is, amen, in the midst of the sea. But he's found a, amen, secluded island out there. It's got high rocks to it. Amen. Gigantic rocks. Tall. Amen. And he climbs to the depths, or the heights rather, of that island mountain. Amen. Of rock.
Praise God. Amen. He has everything that is necessary to support him, to give him life. Amen. To meet his needs, safety and comfort. Amen. But you see the raging sea below him, the billows. Amen. The raging waves dashes. Amen. Against those rocks on the island. Are y'all listening to me? Amen. And breaks beneath him. And those hungry monsters and whales. Amen. Come on. Come on here. Monsters in the sea that nobody has ever even been able to imagine about. Amen. Await him. They'd like to eat him for supper. Come on here. Yet you see, he's high above the raging waves of the sea. Amen. He is beyond the reach of those sea monsters. He is in the security of the rock. And when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I, that's high enough the sea waves of tribulation cannot get to me, high enough that the monsters of the underworld of darkness can never devour me. I am safe. I am secure in the peace of God that passes all understanding. Woo! I'm feeling better this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. The peace that is in Christ. Amen. Oh, help me, Lord. Is a tower that's 10,000 times stronger. And a refuge that's 10,000 times safer than all the tribulation and the troubles of life. Amen. Because you get saved does not mean that you'll never have any more troubles. You'll never have any more tribulation. That you'll never have any more crisis or adversities. Amen. The fact is, you will have just as many, if not more. Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation. Amen. Come on here. But the secret is this. We have found a rock. Hallelujah, to climb upon. Amen. And it's a safe rock. And the tribulations of this world and the frustrations of life can never reach us. Amen. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Woo! Somebody say hallelujah. I want to tell you this morning. Amen. These disciples of the Lord Jesus, amen, they were exposed to all kinds of persecutions and tribulations and crisis. Amen. They were exposed. Amen. Read the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews in the latter part of that chapter. They were exposed to famines. They were exposed to nakedness. They were exposed to peril. They were exposed to the sword. They were incarcerated in dungeons. They were thrown to the wild beast. Amen. They were consumed in the fire. Amen. As Polycarp. Come on here. Amen. That when they said, amen, renounce your Savior and we'll spare your life. He said, 86 years have I served him. And he ain't never done me nothing but good. And why should I denounce him now? Amen. Hebrews said they were sawn asunder. Amen. They were cruelly mocked and scourged. Amen. They were driven from their friends. Come on, somebody say amen. They were driven from their homes. They wandered among the mountains and lodged in the dens and caves of the earth, being destitute and afflicted and tormented and sorrowful, but always rejoicing. Praise God. Cast down but not destroyed. Amen. Have come because there's an ocean of peace. Amen. Inside of them that kept them from those raging storms of persecution and tribulation. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm feeling better. I might preach here before I get through this morning. Paul the Apostle said, neither death. Come on here. Neither death nor life, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, Are y'all still with me? Nor angels, nor principalities. Amen. Shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Let's go back and look at that for a minute. Let me put a little addition to each one of those, if you'll allow me this morning. He said, neither death, that is all the terrors, praise God, that the devil brings against you, nor life, with all its allurements and enticements and temptations, nor things present, with all their pleasures. Amen. Come on, are y'all still with me? No things to come with all of their promises that they'll make something, amen, great out of you. Nor angels of evil, fallen angels, if you will, nor principalities of darkness shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Woo! The psalmist said, amen, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. We have a peace that keeps us when everybody else is frustrated, amen, and about to blow their brains out. Amen. There is a peace of God that keeps us anchored. Amen. The writer put it in another word like this. He said, there is a river. Ooh, I like this. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles. Amen. Of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. Praise God. Amen. In another place he said, unto the upright there ariseth light in darkness. Hallelujah. What is that? The bright and the morning star. Hallelujah. Shining on your pathway cheers you while there's tribulation going on and encourages you and strengthens you. Amen. Come on here. Amen. That's what David meant when he said, my feet, amen, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, my feet had well nigh slipped until I went into the house of the Lord. Woo! And saw their end. Amen. I want to tell you, if you look at this world and all that it has to offer, amen, you wonder if they're not doing better than we are. But you come to God's house, amen, in the strength of God and the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Amen. Fret your soul and you rejoice in the God of your salvation. Amen. I'm going to Father's house. Where are you going? Hallelujah. I almost see. Y'all remember old Simeon in the Bible? Even though when they brought Jesus to the temple. Come on here. You remember when they brought Jesus to the temple for dedication? There was an old man there. Amen. Old patriarch. By the name of Simeon. And he said, ooh, I just like this. He said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Amen. Amen. He was waiting. Israel was in such turmoil and trouble and chaos. Amen. In a crisis under the tyranny of Rome. Amen. And Simeon and Anna both went to the temple of God on a daily basis. Amen. Looking for the promise of a Messiah to come. Amen. And when Simeon, great God, when Simeon took that baby Jesus in his arms, amen, and the Holy Ghost, praise God, the Holy Ghost came on Simeon and said, mine eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. I'm ready to leave out of here in peace now. Hey, man, I want to tell you, if you're not saved, you don't understand this. But you that are saved, hey, man, is looking for the Son of God to come. And there is a peace that passeth all understanding that's looking for His return.
Amen. In this world you shall have tribulation. And we walk through the field of battle in our present time, slippery with the blood, strewn with the bodies of the slain in a spiritual sense. We hear the shrieks and the groans and the wounded and the dying that has given up and died. Amen. Come on, are y'all still with me? And going back to the beggarly elements of this world, we hear the shrieks and the groans of those, amen, sometimes martyrs that has given their life for the sake of the gospel. Amen. Dying and wounded. We look around us and we see our country wasted, and we amen, we look back and reminisce over September the 11th, 2001. And we wonder what the future's going to hold for America. Come on, somebody say amen. We see cities that are burned and buildings that are torn down. Amen. Houses that are pillaged. Widows and orphans that are wailing. Amen. In war zones of the world. Amen. Oh, amen. But we are at peace. Praise God. How can you be at peace being afraid of what tomorrow holds? We don't know what the terrorist is going to bring again to the soil of America before even this day is over. But in spite of that knowledge that we may suffer loss before sunrise in the morning, praise God, we're still at peace. Praise God. Somebody say amen. Oh, what a blessing to have that kind of a peace. Peace that the world knows nothing about. Amen. Families are in turmoil. Families are torn apart. Families in strife in the home. Amen. Come on here. Parents and children, amen, fussing and fighting and fuming. Brothers and sisters and husbands and wives contending with each other like tigers. Amen, hit me here. Leave the smoky homes that is filled with tobacco and alcohol and drugs. Amen, and you turn around and say, thank God that I've been saved. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding, amen, has flooded my soul. Thank God, were it not for Jesus on Calvary, that could be me. Were it not, come on here, were it not for my faith in Christ that I found at an altar of prayer, I could be an alcoholic. I could be a druggie. Amen, I could be a destitute. Amen, world out there. But the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Great God, I'm feeling like preaching this morning. In many churches, stay with me this morning as long as you can. In many churches, amen, where envy and jealousy, come on here, and malice prevails, and the spirit of harmony is supplanted by discord and, amen, contention. Brethren who ought to be bound together in love is full of pride and hatred and confusion and every evil work. Amen. Come on here. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing just to live in peace. Amen. The Bible said, live peaceably with all men. Amen. And you can't live peaceably with all men unless you have the Prince of Peace.
that rules and reigns in your heart. Somebody said, Brother Savage, this home, amen, or my children, or my kin folks, is in a turmoil, and I don't know what they're going to do. Amen, I got news for you this morning. You're going to have to turn that over to God and leave it to the Lord and let peace come into your heart and trust Him, or else it'll drive you nuts. It'll drive you to the crazy house. Of course, some of you don't have too far to go. Hey, but I want to tell you, amen, there is a peace that in the middle of this, amen, gigantic, amen, volcanic eruption in society, there is a peace of God, amen, that can guard your hearts.
Look at that. Amen. Poor sinner man. He's a precious man. He needs the Lord. See him standing, terror stricken, before Mount Sinai. It's on fire with the judgment of God. Thunders roll above him. Lightning flashes all around. That's what the Bible said. Go read it about Mount Sinai. And the earth trembles and shakes underneath of him. Amen. And the trumpet of God. Amen. Blessed out.
Guilty! 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 You are guilty! Amen. The judgment of God is going to fall upon you because you are guilty. Somebody say amen. Ah, but overwhelmed with that fear. Amen. Help me here. In dismay, I hear him cry out. Amen. With Paul the Apostle. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? Somebody say amen. And then I hear a voice that reaches out of the heavenly world. Amen. And plunges to the ear of that, amen, penitent sinner, and down into his heart. And it says, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And that sinner man turns his eyes toward Calvary. Hallelujah. And for the first time in his life, amen, he finds reconciliation with God. Amen. He finds the mercy of God that loves sinners. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Ah, the cross. The sinner sees his substitute. Amen. Satisfying the demand of the law of God against the sinner. And all of a sudden, that fear and that fearfulness in the sinner's heart is hushed. Amen. And there's a river of peace. Amen. That flows into his soul. And all of a sudden, he says, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender. Hallelujah. And with one waving arm of the Savior, amen, from the battlements of glory, I hear God say, the peace that passeth all understanding shall guard your hearts. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Let me tell you this morning. Amen. The Bible said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is what? Stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Hallelujah. Now, let me talk to you for the second thought that I want to bring to you this morning. Amen. The victory. This is the victory. The victory that Christ overcome all of this world's tribulation. Come on here. These things I have spoken unto you. Amen. That in me you might have peace. In the world, ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Praise God. Amen. I want to tell you, the world is at warfare with every soul that is born in the human race. Sin and the devil wants to destroy every soul in hell. Amen. Ah, come on here. Amen. Did not God say to Cain, amen, if thou doest well, it shall be well with thee. But if thou doest not well, what? Sin lieth at the door. The original translation, amen, said that, amen, sin crouches at the door, amen, like a tiger or a lion, amen, an angry lion that's about to leap upon its prey, amen. Come on here, that's the way sin and the devil does to every human being. Did you know that you were born and shapen in iniquity? Amen, you were born sinful in your mother's womb. Amen. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's what the Bible said. Ah, praise God. And sin is on your trail. Sin is on your pathway. Amen. The devil is after you, and he'd like to devour you like a lion or a tiger does its prey. He'll pounce on you. He'll pursue after you. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Like a, whoo. Amen. Like an exasperated dragon. Amen. Who has flaming fire coming out of his, between his teeth to devour its prey. Amen. Sin and the devil's frown. Amen. In itself has destroyed thousands. Amen. In the horrible pit of sin. But I want to tell you this morning, Christ has conquered the world. He has conquered sin. He has conquered the devil. And Jesus said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Do you believe that? Say amen. Now, the devil, the prince of this world, met Jesus in the wilderness. Read it in the 4th chapter of the book of Matthew. Amen. He met him, and the Bible said he was carried into the wilderness of the Spirit and tempted 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness of the devil. Amen. Amen. He was alone by himself. His disciples was not present. His friends were not there. He was alone, tempted of the devil. Amen. In poverty and in distress. And he was weary. And he was hungry. And he was thirsty. And the devil offered him all the kingdoms of the world if he would just bow down and worship him. But Jesus refused the offer. Come on here. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen, man. Come on, man, man, man. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou worship. That's what Jesus' answer to the devil was. Amen. He chose rather to be poor, that we might be made rich. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody say amen. Did you know that Jesus, did you know, let me say this before I go any further, that the devil is able to transform himself as an angel of light. Amen. And though he is dark, and though he is wicked, and though he is of satanic forces and powers, yet he transforms himself as an angel of light to deceive. Amen. Men's soul. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Amen. But Jesus stripped from the angel of darkness, amen, his garments of light, and exposed him for what he was. Amen. Paul said that men would see sin as exceedingly sinful. Amen. The devil don't love you. The devil wants to destroy you in hell. If the devil loved you, he'd want you to get saved. But he don't want you to get saved.
Hallelujah.
Now when the devil saw that he could not, amen, he could not deceive Christ into bowing down and worshiping him, amen, he changed his tactics. And he began to attack him in his life, that he lived like a wild beast. Amen. And no sooner had Jesus preached his first Sermon on the Mount, greatest preaching that has ever been preached by anybody. If you've never taken time to sit down and read the Sermon on the Mount, you ought to just sit down and read the whole thing through one time. That's what Jesus said. Not what I said, it's what Jesus, amen, preached. Amen. But the devil changed his tactics. Amen. And when he got through preaching his first sermon, amen, there was an attempt on his life, amen, that tried to push him off the precipice, amen, overhanging the mountainside. Amen. Come on here. Herod sought to kill Jesus. And the disciples came to Jesus one day, and they were all frustrated and didn't know what to do. Amen. And they said, "Why, don't you know that Herod seeks your life to kill you?" Amen. Jesus said, "You go tell that old fox that I heal the sick today. I'm going to heal the sick tomorrow, that my time has not come yet." Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. His entire life of 33 and a half years, and especially the last 3.5 years of his life, amen, Judea became a mountain of leopards and fiery, amen, volcanic eruptions of tribulations and persecutions. And amen, the devil tried to destroy him before he ever got to the cross. Amen. He was tempted in all things like as we are, but yet without sin. Amen. He didn't know iniquity, and neither was guile found in his mouth. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, those last 3.5 years, as difficult as they were, as persecuting as they were, as trying as they were, amen, was not the greatest part of the victory. Amen. You find a greater conflict. Come on, somebody say amen. That glorious conquest, amen, greater than the world has ever known, was achieved on Calvary by his death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead on the morning of the third day. Somebody say amen. And I hear a writer say, glorious in his appearing, traveling in the greatness of his strength. Hallelujah. Trampling on the powers in the darkness of hell. Amen. Till his raiment is red with blood. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. The Bible said, spoiling principalities and powers, and making a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Amen. And that's what Jesus said. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. The prince of this world is cast out and judged. Amen. The prince of peace, Jesus Christ, has broken the devil's rule and scepter and control of this world. He demolished the throne of the devil and set up and established his own empire, an everlasting kingdom of peace that passeth all understanding. In our hearts today, he reigns supreme as peace. He is the Prince of Peace.
But one day, hallelujah, one day after a while, hallelujah, amen, he's going to come back to this world with the armies of heaven. Glory to God. And dethrone the Antichrist. Amen. And cast the devil into the bottomless pit. And there's going to be universal peace upon the whole world. Hallelujah. He will establish His kingdom forever.
Amen. I thought, as I was reading this verse of Scripture last night and this morning, amen, you remember when Jesus Christ, before He was crucified, amen, He's taken to Caiaphas' house. And there Caiaphas tried Him, kept overnight, and finally the Romans tried Him, and they put Him in the grave. And Caiaphas rejoiced that Christ was under the king's seal in the grave in the sepulcher of Joseph of Arimathea. Amen. But Caiaphas' unholy joy didn't last very long. Amen. Amen. And Caiaphas' unholy joy turned into mourning and lamentation. Praise God. Because Jesus was alive. Amen. Somebody say amen. Hey, I'm feeling better right now. Amen. Those soldiers that was guarding the tomb. Amen. Did you know that they saw the angel that came and rolled the stone away that third morning? Amen. And the Bible said those soldiers fell over like dead men. Amen. At the presence of that holy angelic being. Amen. And Jesus came out. Amen. Of that grave, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Hey, somebody say amen. Hey, I'm looking at this morning. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? Somebody say amen. When He came out of that grave, amen, and those soldiers went and told the authorities, amen, what had happened. Amen, they tried to buy those soldiers off. And if anybody asks you what happened, tell them, amen, that the disciples came in the darkness of the night and stole His body away. Amen, but those soldiers knew better because they saw the angel. Those soldiers knew better because they witnessed the rolling away of the stone. Those soldiers knew, great God, knew better because they saw the glorified Christ in His resurrected body. And I want to tell you this morning that Caiaphas knew better. Amen. He tried to pay those soldiers off, and he did. But Caiaphas knew, amen, that he was not in the grave. He was not in the tomb. But he was alive. Hallelujah, forevermore. I'm feeling better today.
Alexander the Great, that great conqueror, amen, known in history as Alexander the Great, conquered the world. But he didn't live long enough to enjoy his victory. But I want to tell you this morning, the captain of our salvation, hallelujah, conquered death, conquered hell. Praise God, and conquered the grave, and conquered sin. And though he was a dead man, he said, though I lay down my life, I have power to take it up again. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. And he is alive forevermore. Amen. And all of his enemies are under his feet. And he is still victor. Praise God. And he said, hallelujah. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible said he shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. Amen. He lives today. Amen. To protect and preserve and keep. Amen. Those that is trusted in him. Amen. Glory to God. The devil doesn't like the church. The devil doesn't want you to stay saved. The devil doesn't want you to get saved. But I want to tell you, you can have victory over the powers of the devil if you put your trust in the Lord.
There was an emperor in history. His name was Julian. The apostate, they called him. Because at first, Amen. He supported the church until he came to power, and then he turned angrily against Christianity. And they called him Julian the Apostate. Amen. And while one of the martyrs of Christendom, amen, they, are y'all stay with me? They was about to put him to death. And Julian the Apostate, amen, said to this martyr that was about to be, amen, put to death for his faith in God. Amen. Julian the Apostate said, "What is thy God, the carpenter, doing in heaven now?" Oh, amen. And that precious Christian, and that knew his fate was destined to die in just a few moments of time, amen, said, "He's driving nails in your coffin." Oh, Julian, hallelujah. Somebody say amen. And he very short time later, amen, Julian the Apostate, amen, was mortally wounded by an arrow, amen, from one of the Scythians, amen, that he was in war with, amen. And as he was dying, and his blood was running from his own body with his hand, he clutched a handful of his own blood and threw it heavenward and said, "Oh, Galilean, thou hast conquered one more time. Hey, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Amen. Glory to God. And Jesus said, "Amen, because I live, ye shall live also." Amen. You can be an overcomer. You can be victorious because he lives. Amen. You can have victory and joy in your own life. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave himself for us. The scripture said, Ricky, get ready to read. The scripture said, whatsoever is born of God, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Won't you start reading at verse 9 in just a second? John, the beloved disciple, amen, that wrote 5 books of the Bible, the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, amen, the book of Revelation, the disciple that leaned on the breast of the Lord Jesus, that had peace in the midst of turmoil. Hallelujah. And the only one of his disciples that was at the cross, amen, that helped take him down from Calvary's brow. John, in the Apocalypse, or in the book of Revelation, amen, saw an army of the victors. Amen. Start reading at verse 9, if you will, son. Read aloud. And tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands, cried with a loud voice. Glory to God. Amen. This is God's army. Amen. This is the victors. This is those that have overcome, and they are crying unto the Lord. What?
Salvation to our God,
who sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes.
Yes. Glory. I'm talking about, Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world." Read on. And one of the elders, praise God, asked, Who are these? Hold it right there. Who are these? Amen. That are arrayed in what?
White robes.
Amen. And whence came there? Glory to God. Woo! Hold it right there.
knees. Amen. That are arrayed in white linen. And once come there. Amen. This. Amen. Great God. John was saying, and the elder was saying, amen. You let me paraphrase just a minute here. Amen. The last time I saw these people on earth, they were in exile. They were in prisons. They were in dungeon. They were hungry. They were tortured. And they were dying. Amen. I don't even know who these people are. Who are they? Amen. Then answered the elder and said, woo! These are they which came out of great tribulation. Yeah. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm talking to you about overcoming tribulations. These are they. Glory to God. Somebody say, read on, son. And serve him. Yes. Shall among them, and they what? They shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore, neither shall. Oh, glory to God! The Lamb who's in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm talking to you this morning. Be of good cheer. Amen. For we have overcome this world because of Calvary. Woo! Hallelujah! We are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Lift your hands and worship the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tribulation overcome. Amen. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Woo! Even our faith. Amen. Has made us more than conquerors in him. Hallelujah. Praise God. I feel the presence of the Lord in this place this morning. Why don't you just come and stand around this front and lifting up holy hands, begin to worship him. Amen. Is this number that no man could number. Amen. Amen. Before the throne of God. Said holy. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which is and was and is to come. Amen. He deserves our honor. He deserves our praise. Hallelujah. Amen. He's given us victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Be of good cheer. For he has overcome the world. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb, hallelujah. You can have victory this morning. If you don't have victory, you can have victory. Amen. But you've got to usher yourself into the King's presence. Right into the throne room. Amen. Say, God, I'm going to trust you. My faith is anchored in you. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Amen. Lord, let us magnify the Lord together and exalt his name. Hallelujah. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord from the valley of sin.
Reached way down and He took me in. Got my steps and hold my hand. Running all the way to the promised land. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's all in Jesus. I see Jesus. All in Jesus. Give Him the praise. Oh, Jesus. Well, I called on the Lord from the valley of sin. Reached way down and He took me in. Guides my steps and He holds my hand. Running all the way to the promised land.
Your hands one more time and give Him praise this morning. He deserves every bit of it. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Jesus, give Him the honor, give Him the praise. Praise the name of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I'm so glad I got acquainted with Jesus when I did. Don't regret a day.